When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's toys got Pooh and the Worms. Let's go to Pooh and the Worms.
It's called Does a Bear Pooh in the Woods?
Winnie the Pooh poos in the woods.
By Johnny Layton.
The bear pooh, and I don't know.
You don't know?
Winnie the Pooh lives in the woods.
Yeah, he actually lives in
the woods. He does.
The bear pooh and the bear pooh.
He'll find us a chance to leave it. We're just never.
Thank you. Okay. In the deepest of forests at the start of a day, when the sun was just rising and making its way, a shy bear called Barry, his name's Barry the Bear, slept in the trees. Among all the insects, the birds, and the bees. Look, there's Barry. He's sleeping on the branch. Hold on, let's finish the book, okay? He snored like a lion with rumbling roars, dreaming of honey all over his paws. The treetops were Barry's most favorite place. He slept with a big, sleepy smile on his face. But when Barry woke up, he stretched and he yawned and growled like growly bears do.
Yeah,
see, like a grizzly bear.
Oh, he's stretching. Oh, he's awake. First job of the day, as shy Barry would say.
And as he climbed on the tree.
Yeah, he's climbing down the tree and he says, I'll climb down and go for a
poo.
He's gonna go poop down on the ground.
And I go poop too.
You do.
But I have a toilet seat. My toilet seat. Outside.
Like the bear. But Barry didn't like to poo where everybody could see. He liked a bit of privacy. Like you say, get out of here. Can you get out of here when you go poo, right?
He only likes pee, right?
Yeah. And I only like supply.
You want some privacy. How hard could that be? No sooner had he clambered down, he felt the peering eyes of creatures lurking everywhere, the forest full of spies. So Barry set off through the trees to find a quiet place, a corner of the forest where he could have some space. Instead, he found a flock of birds who'd do it anywhere. Oh, they're pooping all over Barry, the birds. They poop from the sky. When woodpeckers weren't woodpecking, they were pooing in midair.
See, that's a poop on the bear.
Poor bear got so much poop on him. You want to see her? Whoa. Oh, my goodness. He tried to find a spot to poo behind the widest trunk, but was...
Mommy, it's stinky over there.
Oh, yeah.
The fox, the squirrel makes the bear stinky.
Oh, it's a skunk. Yeah, they're stinky. But was rudely interrupted by some bottom burping skunks. Burp. Stinky, stinky.
Skunk.
Even in a flowery field, he couldn't quite let loose, slipping in a pooey pile left by a giant moose. Oh my gosh, he slipped on the moose.
Wait, can I tell you a joke? What did a moose say?
What?
Moose. Get it?
Get it.
And the bear have so much
gross on him.
Poop on it.
Oh no, poor bear. Do you think he's happy or sad?
Sad.
Angry.
Super mad.
maybe.
Angry.
Barry threw his head back. He was desperate for release. Help, he cried to the sky. I need to poo in peace.
Look at all these animals.
The animals are all startled.
Bird, gopher, hedgehog.
And that's a mom bear.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Just then, Barry spotted the familiar, friendly face of wise old Brenda Big Paw sitting in her usual place. Barry, stop your grumbling. There's a spot just up the stream where a shy bear can poo happily. It really is a dream. So Barry did what Brenda said and set off at top speed, under roots and over branches, wading through the tangled reeds. Finally, he came across the most amazing sight. A quiet, lonely cabin. Good old Brenda, she was right. There's the cabin. Barry burst in through the door. At last he was alone. A private place, it's paradise. My very own poo throne. The toilet is sparkling.
And it has shiny. A tree carved into it.
And the toilet is very special.
Oh no, a chopper!
Oh no, a lumberjack's coming. Okay. Ah, he sighed quite happily as he settled down to rest. Getting nice and comfortable. Mommy, the hideout.
A lumber chopper is a bad guy.
Lumberjack?
The lumber chopper chop.
I'm chopping up the lumberjack.
Let's see, where am I? As he settled down to rest, getting nice and comfortable, this hideout is the best. I don't have to go trekking through the forest anymore. At least that's what Barry thought before he heard the cabin door. Uh-oh. Yarg, says Barry, and yarg, says the lumberjack. They both scared each other. You'll have to wait, said Barry. I'm afraid I got here first. The woodsman sped off quickly with a super speedy burst.
And his pants fell off.
His pants fell.
Scared of the bear. Barry waved a friendly paw and growled his growly, bye! I must not be the only one around here who is shy. And he's flushing the toilet, and that is the end.
Why is the toilet flush all the way up there?
Some toilet flushers are up
there. No, because that's a bear hug.
It's like a chain hook. The end.
I can't move. You're going to push me off the bed.
The end.